Good morning. Well, we're 143 days out from round one and the AFL released the official fixture today. And we're really pleased with one particular aspect of the fixture. That's the four Saturday night games. It's our number one preferred time slot. So we're delighted to have those games featuring at home in season 2019.
Steve, did you request more Saturdays than Sundays this coming fixture?
The primary focus was getting a balance of games across time slots, Saturday and Sunday. And I think the mix of six games on the Saturday, as I said, four of those are at night time, and the five on Sunday is about right for a home fixture. So that will suit all of our members and supporters. They'll have a variety of games to choose from, and pleasingly, as I said, four games in the number one preferred time slot of Saturday night.
What sort of fixture is it in terms of your finals prospects, do you think?
That's the crystal ball question, isn't it? So that's unknown. You know, under the 6-6-6 rule, we play one team from last year's top six, two from the middle six and two from the bottom six, which is about right. But who knows where those teams will end up in season 2019. We finished in that bottom six category in 18, but clearly our aim is to get out of that realm.
And what about in terms of encouraging fans to sign up and attend your games? What sort of fixture is it from that regard, do you think?
Well, most of our members are interested in the home fixture. That's the key aspect for them. There's some real positives. The four Saturday night games, the two Saturday afternoon games, the games that are on Sunday, and there's five of them, which is fewer than last year, all start at 3:20 p.m, which is a really fan-friendly time slot, and we're pleased about that. And from an opponent's point of view, four of the big Victorian teams coming to town. We've got the home derby on a Saturday night, the home Len Hall game, our long-standing tradition, on a Saturday night, and also a game against Sydney, a popular team to watch as well. So on balance, it's really positive for our members and fans that go to the football at Optus.
What do you take away from the less Sunday arvo fixtures?
Well, I think it's about right. Last year, we had too many Sunday games, and that was disappointing. It was the way the fixture fell, and the way that the AFL did it. We don't have that issue this year, so that's really pleasing.
And the no games on a Friday night?
We almost had a game on the Friday night. The Len Hall game was tabled as a Friday night game. Through a bit of discussion with the AFL, it was switched to a Saturday night, and we're totally fine with that. It's a really fan-friendly slot. It's our number one preferred time slot for fans, enabling them to enjoy their Saturday, get to the football without the rush after work. Crowd numbers are up on a Saturday night. We get the benefit of the lights, which are fantastic at Optus Stadium. So on balance, we're really pleased with the four Saturdays.
Start of the season, three of your first four at home. I think the first three are from the size of the Inplay finals. Is that a good launch pad for the season?
Well, hope so. Remains to be seen. You know, our job is, our football department job, led by the coaches and the sports science team, is to have them fit and available on the same page. This year we've got, for the first time, a camp on the East Coast, on the Gold Coast, in that December period, which is designed around our coaching team really drilling in the game plan and make sure they're on the same page. So on the basis that we have a good November to March, which is certainly the plan, we look forward to that start of that fixture.
Is that Gold Coast camp a little bit about bonding as well? Is it bringing the team closer together and getting a bit more spirit back into the team?
A little bit. The clear focus is game plan education. We've got a very young squad. Notwithstanding, we've added some experienced talent, albeit they're all relatively young. Via the trade period recently, we're going to add another four draftees. Effectively, we've only got 15 or 16 players on our list that were on our list in now, that were on our list in 2016. So, as planned, a really new group. So, it's important for our coaching team to instill that game plan, and they've decided the best way to do that is that one-week camp in December.
Why go so far to do that?
Just a balanced decision by our football department, facilities, weather, and a great opportunity to get away, as you said, as a group in the lead-up to the Christmas break.
You lost about 30% of total game experience in this off-season. Is that a concern, or is it just a chance for our players to sort of step up into that, fill that void?
We've had the three retirees, and by definition, they've played a lot of footy. So that was planned, and in our list management model. What was also planned is to bring in fresh young talent from other clubs, and we've got the four players that have joined us this year in Hogan, Lobb, Conker and Collier. probably exceeded our expectations in the trade period to bring all four in the one go. So we think that counterbalances that nicely. We think they fit into that age group bracket of between 23 and 27, so a lot of footy ahead of them. But they also add to, I guess, our experience in somewhat to that list, which on balance is still very young. So we think we're moving in the right direction.
Why is the 3:20 time slot better?
3:20, so it's finishing closer to night time. It allows us to make sure we're on free-to-air TV on Channel 7 for those slots, which I think is appealing. And it's one less hour of, you know, bright daylight on sometimes a stadium that can shed quite a bit of sun on some seats. So on balance, that's a positive time slot for us.